With the Farm and Ranch Report, I'm Rick Worthington. Fake meat companies make and sell plant-based protein. With some people eating vegan and then looking for better-tasting alternatives to meat, products like Beyond Meat and other alternatives offer just that. The product is designed to mimic the taste and feel of real meat. And with fake meat making waves among those consumers, the National Cattlemen's Beef Association says fake meat is not a zero-sum product. Colin Woodall with the NCBA says there are still a lot of unknowns about the product that he asserts should be touchingly vetted to ensure the public's best interests are considered.
We don't know the nutritional value of that product. We don't know what the resource demand is for that product. They may not take the land that we utilize, but there's going to be other resources that it takes to produce that product. This is not a zero-sum game for them. And I think that they have really kind of told a bit of a misleading game in that conversation with the consumer.
The discussions so far have led to a memorandum of understanding between the FDA and the U.S. Department of Agriculture, meaning both agencies will share in the product's oversight.
FDA will look at the overall safety of the product, and then USDA, once that product is commercialized, USDA will do the daily inspection and ultimately determine what the product is called via the label. We're happy with that.
You can get more information on fake meat at USDA.com. Thanks for listening to the Farm and Ranch Report. I'm Rick Worthington.